the signs and wonders? Can't you hear the distant thunder? Can't you feel the whole earth rumble? That's the dance of the rhythm about the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance the rhythm of God. Dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Can't you see the fig tree blooming? Can't you hear the storm clouds moving? Can't you feel the mountains moving? That's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance of the rhythm of God. Dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Think about you, all things past. Welcome to Jerusalem. And wonders. Can't you hear the distant thunder? Can't you feel the whole earth rumble? Can't you see the big tree blooming? Can't you hear the storm rumbling? Can't you feel the mountains moving? That's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance of the rhythm of the ages.
Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. This is going to be in part of this 14-part series, actually five of the verses are meaning exactly the same, so parts 3 through 7 will be in this 10-minute segment here on these verses, and this one is about this Bible word sodomite, which is so often told people means gays, won't inherit the kingdom of God, gay is sin, and they use the word is just like another word for gay is sodomite. Well, anyway, there are five verses, and the most famous and most often used one is in Deuteronomy 23:17. Let me read it to you. There shall be no whores of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. I'll read it again. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Now, when you look up the Hebrew, you will find that daughters, or rather whores, are just a form of the female version of a sodomite. You had actually two kinds of sodomites. One was a male and one was a female. The male ones were called sodomites, and the female ones were called whores. At least that's in the King James Bible. In the Hebrew, it's kodesh for sodomite. And so there are some other verses here, but most of the other verses, the four other verses, are not are just talking about more maintenance of these sodomites. While Deuteronomy 23:17 is the command that don't, to the Israelites, do not let your daughters be the female version of sodomites, and don't let your sons be sodomites. There, and this is how the other verses go. In 1 Kings 14:24, and there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. So there is something that you can look at, you know. They did according to the abomination. They did things that are something they did. So you know that when you you've got something to go on. You can go back and find out what was it there it's talking about. What was they were doing? It was just a community of gays, you know? No, it wasn't. Then in 1 Kings 15 and 12, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Now tell me something. Is it possible to take all the gays out of the land? Now, these are hypothetical. We're reading the Word of God, and so you'd like to just believe the Word of God, so you just believe that this king took all the gay peoples out of the land. Didn't miss a one. Boy, I wonder if Bush can take all the gays out of the United States. How he's going to do that? Now, there's a lot of them he can find, but there's most you won't have no clue they're gay. How are you ever going to find them? So there must be a better, more easier way of finding out who Sodomites are, don't you think? And there must be some more distinct, obvious way to know this. And then we go to 1 Kings 22 and 46. And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. So now, they're saying even whatever was left over, they took out of the land, kicked out. Then we got 2 Kings 23:7, and he break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove. How did women get involved with Sodomites? So, we got to figure out what a Sodomite actually is, because most of the Sodomite verses is telling people that you got to get the Sodomites out of the land, and that there's descriptions of them about them being abomination, and the Bible's very clear about the definition of abomination, and somehow or another, some way or another, these or a number of them had something built. They say a house built against the house of the Lord. So the house of the Lord, well, that's the temple, Solomon's temple or something like that, and then Herod's temple. So if houses of the Sodomite, they would have to be like temples. It wasn't their just their little room or something, their home built against the little room that's God's home. No, the temple of God is pretty magnificent. So there, these other houses have got to be probably as much, you know, a place that you worship in or something. Well, anyway, what does the definition say? Kaddish. It's from a word from sacred person, a sacred person. And it technically a male devotee by prostitution to licentious idolatry. And then so it's quasi is the word for sacred person here. Has a little different accent. The Hebrew word is spelled the same, but there's just in the pronunciation of whatever they in Kaddish for Sodomite, it has a little apostrophe with the E on the end of it, but for the sacred person, it does not have that. And it says for these secondary meaning in this word Sodomite, it is a primitive root to be causative, make or pronounce or observe as clean, ceremonially or morally. Sodomites are ceremonially or morally clean. And appoint, bid, consecrate, dedicate, defile, hallow, be kept, holy, keep, prepare, proclaim, purify, sanctify, holy. And then a sanctum, Kaddish, in the name of four places in Palestine. And we're trying to find out, does Sodomite has anything to do with Sodom? Well, Sodom is actually sedum, from a root, an unused root meaning to scorch or burn, volcanic or bituminous. And it's a district, sedum, a place near the Dead Sea. Sodomite is a specific kind of person. If you go into the word abomination, you get acts done to other gods. Sodomite is a male temple prostitute, people. They're not gays. What I've been just reading you, do not define gays. They define specific things that are a person that is sacred. Now, we can go into the history of Sodomites, and we can find that there are plenty of temples. Later on in these series, I'm actually going to put some temples that had plenty of Sodomites in them, and on and on and on. Sodomite does not mean gay. It doesn't mean homosexual. There is a very distinct meaning here for Sodomite, and it is a male temple prostitute that many Hebrew men went to. If you have sex with them, it's a worship to other gods and people. You need to get ready for this kind of stuff to understand that gay is not sin. Hi, gay is not sin. And Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. Now we're at parts 8 and 9, because these two verses, the 14 verses, mean the same. And they are Leviticus 18 and 22, and Leviticus 20, verse 13. So that's chapter 18, verse 22, and chapter 20, verse 13. And these say, a man shall not lie with man as with womankind. And this was one of my most difficult verses. It took about 8 years before I finally got down to some manner of means to understand what it meant and get the breakdown of the Hebrew language in there. But I had a pretty good handle on it, because guess what? Gay is not sin. So any verse that is taught that gay is sin is going to turn out not to be sin. Even the most hardest to understand, and there was a couple of verses that was extremely hard to understand, and or three verses, and these are two of them. The man lying with man, because it seems like there's no room for error here, because it is very clear, a man and a man. How can you get more clear than that? But my policy and my theory and my belief in the truth that gay is not sin, and I had a good reason to believe it, not only that I am gay, but that because, for instance, the word sodomite, that's seven of the 14 verses used to condemn gays. Seven of them. And they mean male temple prostitutes. So you already eliminate seven verses from the doctrine against gays. And a couple of the other ones, like gang rape, doesn't even come close to condemning gay people. I mean, gang rape is simply not how you say gay is sin. So, you know, we're already well on our way of, that's eight of the verses right there. Nine of the verses, well, one, then of course, the Adam and Steve thing, which I did in another part, it's there's so much Bible, and to rely on one verse and take it so far out of context and not relate to any other verses in the Bible And to make a doctrine out of a verse, just because something is not said doesn't mean that it's, well, we're not talking about Adam and Eve in this one. So what about these two, man with man? Well, we got womankind there. So if you don't even go into the original language, you got womankind. And you do find out what the Hebrew for womankind is. And it's sort of a significant start. It says adulterous. So and if you study the Bible on itself and you use other ancient doctrines which could have been in the Bible and follow the train what we call study the Bible on itself. That means when you read a verse, you go find similar verses and you can get a good idea of how this word is being used. And this word womankind is being used as a sexually immoral woman. And God does consider or use as example his people as his bride. If you're married to Jesus, we get married to him. He's the groom. And so God uses marriage often as a way to show his relationship. And so when you are unfaithful to him, then you're committing adultery to God. And this is the kind of woman it is. This woman that is womankind is not a wife of a husband. So in comparing like a gay couple to a married straight couple, this is not the comparison being made here. It is talking about a man that is married, but he goes and have sex with a married woman. He's committing adultery. This is the kind of woman, when you read the definition of womankind. An abomination is another word. Abomination is used many times in the Bible, and there's probably 5 or 6 forms of the word. And each form is slightly different in meaning, but you can look up all the definitions in the entire Bible and find that every single form except one of the word abomination has to be used relating to acts done to other gods. And the one verse in the Bible which happens to be before Leviticus, there's only one use of the word abomination before Leviticus 18, and it's still in Leviticus, but it is a verse that says that don't eat food that has been consecrated to other gods, because it's an abomination. Well, this abomination can mean generally what people that think gay is sin use for Leviticus. That is just disgusting. It has nothing to do with God or something. It's just a disgusting, hated thing. This is what this word before Leviticus chapter 18, the only use of a form of the word abomination that can be just a disgusted thing. But it is used in representing eating food sanctified to other gods. So when you're using the word abomination, you can't just arbitrarily just say, well, if God hates it, then I hate it. So we got these couple of words already in the sentence that doesn't define a gay couple. Because gay couples, sure, they're just as human as you are, people. And they are out there fooling around and doing all the little hanky-pankies they probably shouldn't be doing. But just like you, you want to go and date somebody. You see pretty face or whatever it is. You want to go out with somebody, and sometimes you cheat on your wife. You divorce and all that. These are in huge numbers in heterosexuals. But you know all that, and you don't hardly consider this as something that's going to get you out of heaven. You may be sorry for some of them, but generally speaking, you all are doing it just about in some way or another. So you can't really use this to say gay is sin because you might catch some gay people doing what you do. So you cannot do that. Now, the word man here means, is very specific. It's not brought to English. So when you really do look into the Hebrew, you find that this man means a practicing straight man. In other words, that Hebrew has a word for a heterosexual man that enjoys sex with the opposite sex, in other words, women. And so what this verse is saying, I'm really out of time almost, is that God is saying to the Hebrew men, do not stop off at the local fertility temples for sex with their fertility gods. And because this is what they were doing, the historical record does indeed say that this is what the Hebrew men did in both Moses' day and all the way up through Jesus' day. This was fairly common for the Hebrew men. People, come on now. Gays do not behave this way. 630 million gays, and they don't behave this way. They behave like you. They meet, they date, they fall in love, and they get married. If you don't know Jesus, turn to him and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. Forgive me my sins and come into my life. I believe God rose you on the third day. Okay, that's it for today, and I will continue on. Hey, exciting things are going to be coming with Gays for Jesus, the Stables Ministries. We're getting ready to expand and reach out to a lot more people. And it's kind of fun and interesting and exciting. And I got lots of different areas that you can go to. I have my website that has a lot of this information. I have uploaded a lot of my TV programs onto the website. And I have a Yahoo Club. You can go and look at my club there. Join it. You can... I have a 360 Yahoo blog, which I keep up pretty much more up to date, and so there's new entries made fairly often at that blog, and I'm really trying to reach out. As you notice, it has the thing up there that I'm more than happy to go to your church and speak about the things that I'm speaking about. I really believe that miracles can happen, that wherever I will go, they will be kind of like healing rallies. God will do miracles. People, it's exciting times. Jesus will be returning soon. There's going to be always, of course, at least 2.5 years before the trib can start. I'm not setting the time that it's 2.5 years from now. I'm saying that there is a clock that is actually stopped in the running towards the time that Jesus will return. The clock is stopped. And until the two witnesses meet each other, this clock won't start. When the two witnesses meet each other, the clock will start. And it'll start at 2.5 hours before the trib. Or rather, 2.5 years before the trip. So come to my website. Come to my Yahoo Club. Come read my blogs. And I'm now on YouTube. I've got several clips, and this program happens to be done in two parts, as was last week, to try to get the 14 verses onto YouTube. So go to YouTube, and it's, you know, as usual, you can always find me by Gays for Jesus. Come one, come all. Enjoy hearing the message. I'd love to hear from you. Email me. And get ready, people. Lots of things are about to happen. And I'd like to hear from you. And hear what you have to say. And if you have something to help me with, like talents, to get some of these programs looking a little better, then I don't have a lot of time to kind of fix these up, so I just kind of throw them together. My web page can use some help if any of you are kind of expert in that area and would like to talk to me about it. You can call me. It's better for you to email me or chat with me to get any response. Again, you'll see that there's a phone number on the screen, and there's the web page, and there is email. For a response, guaranteed response back from me, you need to come chat at Yahoo Chat, Gays for Jesus, or email me. The voice line is pretty much just that, a voice line. I hear you. I listen to all the calls I get, and thank you, people. I enjoy the calls. But love to hear from you. Remember, read the King James Version. All other versions are Satan counterfeits. You can find that out by looking at Westcott and Hort. God bless you. See you next week.
The signs and wonders, can't you hear the distant thunder? Can't you feel the whole earth rumble? That's the dance of the rhythm about the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Can't you see the victory looming? Can't you hear the storm tides moving? Can't you feel the mountains moving? That's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. All things past, bless the future, Jerusalem. Lift the chains of trust and flag. God is coming to you. Can't you see the signs and wonders? Can't you hear the distant thunder? Can't you feel the whole earth rumble? Can't you see the big tree blooming? Can't you hear